Many years ago, when I was doing philosophy in Ontario, I had the opportunity to go to this community of people living in Northern Ontario, and it's known as Madonna House. These people weren't monks necessarily, but they were people who had consecrated their lives to God. They lived in pretty difficult situations. They could only shower once a week. They had outhouses for washrooms, and they ate a lot of beans and lentils. But despite all these potential hardships, these were some of the happiest people I've ever met. It's like that place there was like a saint-making factory. You could just look into the eyes of those people, and you could just see joy beaming from their heart. I thought to myself, there must be something in those lentils. When I looked deeper into the community, and I actually looked into the founder of the community, known as Servant of God, Catherine Doherty, and I read her readings, and I found out why this community was so special. Catherine said she tried for days to not to think about herself at all, not to spend one single thought thinking about herself, and she found it incredibly difficult. So what this shows is that this striving for constant self-forgetfulness by Catherine has overflowed into her community, and it is evident in the way they live and in the joy that they have. And it's no wonder, since they have modeled their lives according to the self-forgetfulness and humility of the Madonna herself, Mary. When we look at the Song of Mary, also known as the Magnificat in Latin, we hear the praises of one who has forgotten about herself and remembered the mighty God who has bared the strength of his arm. The Song of Mary doesn't originate out of nowhere. It arises from the praise that comes from the lips of her cousin, who is so honored to have the Queen Mother, the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Lord, to come and visit her. So to paraphrase the words of Elizabeth, imagine if someone came up to you and said, "You are the most blessed out of all women, out of all men. I'm not worthy to have a visit from you. Your greeting was so great that even the unborn child in my womb leaped for joy. And this is all possible because your faith in God was incredible." We could be tempted to say, when we hear this, "Now that you mention it, yeah, I'm pretty great. My faith is quite incredible." But not with Mary. Her song did not begin with, "Look how great I am," but "Look how great God is. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." And if we listen carefully to the Magnificat, the Song of Mary, we can see that she understood true humility, true self-forgetfulness. See, true humility is the recognition of the truth. True humility is the recognition of the truth. Humility comes from the word, Latin word humus, meaning soil or dirt. And so true humility reminds us that we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. And true humility recognizes that apart from the true vine, we can do nothing, absolutely nothing. Even our existence itself is sustained by the hand of the Almighty himself. For all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Mary understood the depths of this truth, the depths of humility. And so when Elizabeth praises her, she praises God as if to say, "You praise me for my virtues, yet I tell you that it is the Mighty One who has done great things for me in my lowliness." Give your praises to him first, and not to me. And so Fulton Sheen, commenting on this passage, he says, "The egotist magnifies himself, while Mary magnifies the Lord." And so we're 3 days away from Christmas, And there'll probably be a lot of praise and thanks happening at Christmas dinners and Christmas gatherings. And I think it will be a great opportunity for us to practice the song of Mary. Now, when someone praises us, it doesn't mean we recite the whole Magnificat, right? Your turkey was great. My soul magnifies the Lord, right? But we can actually take that as an opportunity to point to God in a very subtle way. Your turkey was amazing. Praise God. I'm so happy you enjoyed my gravy. You are a wonderful host. Thanks be to God. I'm so happy to see you. Something very subtle, not pretentious, but we point to the Almighty God, who is the source of all his love. Because we can be tempted to water down the praise and say, it wasn't that great, or this isn't that great. But true humility, the recognition of the truth, like Mary says, yes, all generations will call me blessed, yes, because the Almighty One has done great things for me. And so accept the praise and gratitude, but direct it to its true source. And then we will have true humility, the recognition of the truth.